Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there, through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave. This is episode 3330, and today's date is April 15th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Deep State Cyber Attack Narrative. 200 million people are behind Trump. People are the cure. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, as they bring us down this path to destroy their own system, they're showing the people quite a bit. But remember, as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, what do they need to do? They need to make sure that they cover up what they're doing. They can't allow the people to understand that they're the ones who are crashing their economy. Plus, the Biden administration, they can't allow the people to understand that they're responsible for the crash of the economy. So what do they normally do in these circumstances? They have events. And I do believe bringing down the Francis Scott Key Bridge, that was the first part of their agenda, to blame what is happening in this country on that. Now, yes, there's many different agendas associated with that, but you could see at this point, they're going to be using that across the world because something is now planned where they're planning to shut down global trade. Now, again, if you're going to bring in a change of batter and you're going to have this person replace the person that's been destroying everything, you can't just say, hey, by the way, I'll just make it better. It'll be better than him. Sorry, he was destroying everything. You need to tell the people, okay, this is the reason why we're experiencing a global economic catastrophe. It had nothing to do with Biden. It had to do with these different events. And I do believe that's what they're planning on right now. And it looks like we are now starting to see that this is part of their agenda. Because remember, since the people are awake now, they can see that the Green New Scam, the Great Reset, this is not the place the people want to go. And this was never supposed to be, because they thought everyone was going to be afraid in their house. They thought people were going to die off. They thought, oh, it'll take about 12 years for the bioweapon to be developed, so there'd be no cure. And they thought they'd be able to usher all of this in while the people were asleep. But the problem is, everyone isn't asleep, and everyone can see exactly what they're doing. And the Green New Scam, it's really hitting a wall, and it's not working out well for them, especially with everything that they're trying to push. People know that EVs aren't the way to go, solar panels aren't the way to go, windmills are not going to help, and people could see the agenda. And people are already starting to realize that CO2 is not destroying the earth. The seas aren't rising. The snow isn't disappearing. And the North Pole is not melting. All of that was one gigantic hoax to convince you of something that was happening when it really wasn't. And now there's a new study that is out there, and it finds that CO2 is greening the earth and making vegetation flourish worldwide. Why? Because the earth needs CO2. So their entire argument is completely and utterly falling apart. And you could see that they're going to continually try to argue with this, but it's not going to work, because all you got to do is look at all their predictions going back to the 70s. Oh, we're not going to see snow anymore in 2020. Oh, the seas are going to be rising. Oh, they keep making up all these things, but none of them ever come true. They tell us we have 10 years until the earth is destroyed. That was about 70 years ago. So again, everything that they're saying is not true. So if everything that they're saying about the climate hoax is fake, what about the economy? Well, if they're saying that everything is fine, that jobs are being created, inflation's under control, fuel prices are under control, you know that's fake. And all you got to do is look at what they're doing. Right now, Biden is continually telling everyone that he created thousands of jobs. No, during the pandemic, people went on unemployment. And when people went back to work, they came off unemployment. Actually, we lost millions of jobs. Where is he creating jobs? In the government. Is that really a job that's being created? The taxpayer are paying for it? What are they producing? Nothing. They're just sitting around collecting a check. So when you go back in time, and Wall Street Silver put this out, government jobs added in December of 2023, 52,000. Jobs added in January 2024, 36,000. February, 52,000. March of 2024, 71,000. So where are the jobs being created? In government. They don't produce anything. They don't create anything. Every single person in this country is paying for that job, which means that's not a job. And once again, you can see they've been lying to the people. What we do see happening is that companies, because the economy is breaking down, companies are now laying off, and it's going to get worse. Right now, Tesla is going to be laying off more than 10% of its workforce. We have 1,300 layoffs that are hitting the logistic companies across the United States, and they're just laying off people because, again, things are getting tougher, which means if fuel prices continually move up and stores aren't selling, that means deliveries aren't happening. People are going to lose their jobs. And that's exactly what we're seeing. But CNN actually said the quiet part out loud. And we mentioned this before, where they're trying to gaslight everyone, saying, listen, lower prices are pretty bad for the United States economy. And if you're expecting prices to go back to 2019 prices, you're in a dream world. Actually, they just said the quiet part out loud. They're telling you that because of the way this system is, we're never going to go backwards. And you're never going to have those prices that you had back in 2019, just like you're never going to have those prices that you had back in 1971, because inflation is cumulative. When you lose the value of the currency, it just doesn't all of a sudden come back. You continually lose the value over time. So if you think you're going to go back to 2019 prices, 2017 prices, it's not going to happen unless you get rid of the private central bank. Because if you continually print, if you keep on adding debt, if you continually have currency in circulation, the currency loses value. And think about what is happening right now. Think about how the economy is breaking down. Remember, the internals of the economy, that is breaking down, and people, they're experiencing that. Yes, they're going to try to keep the market up. Yes, they're going to try to do everything they possibly can to make you think the economy is doing well. And the pain that you're feeling, where everything is very expensive, fuel prices are going up, inflation is moving up. You're not, your wages are not moving up. People are losing their jobs. Well, they need a way to explain all of this. And I do believe the first part of it was bringing down the Francis Scott Key Bridge. And yes, there's a different agenda. There is a message that's being sent that, listen, we're going to destroy your country, because he was the creator of the national anthem. But they're also building the narrative of why the economy isn't going to do well. And they're going to point to that. This is why you're feeling the pain. Well, because of the bridge, the supply chains have dried up. Because of the bridge, you're seeing higher fuel costs. Because of the bridge, this is why you're seeing it. Now, this is just one part of their entire event. They are now talking about shutting down bridges in something like 30 cities or so. So what's very interesting is those people that are rooting for the terrorists, they put out a message saying that we're going to do what just happened in Baltimore. We're going to shut down the global and logistical hubs. Open Source Intel put this out and said, this Monday, the pro-Hamas crowd is planning something bigger, a lot more nefarious. They want to clog flow of capital worldwide. They claim they have dozens of cities worldwide on board. We will disrupt global and logistic hubs. Our aim is to cause maximum economic impact. If one city faces police repression, other cities will extend or expand blockades in solidarity. So they are already telegraphing and letting everyone know that they are ready to hurt the economy. So they want to hurt the economy. And I do believe this goes with their entire agenda to explain away why the internals are the way they are, why you're feeling supply chain problems, why you're feeling inflation. Because if you shut this down, well, can goods make it back and forth? No, which means you're going to see inflation. What about the transportation of fuel? Fuel prices are going to go up. So if these people do this, yes, they can explain that the reason why you're feeling all these different problems today, it's not because of Biden. It's not because of the policies of the central bank system. It's because of what these people have done. And I do believe this is the first part of their plan, because, again, they don't want to destroy the economy right now. They just want to explain why you're feeling the way you're feeling. So if you lost your job, or you're going in there and you see bananas and they cost $9 or bread costs $45, whatever it's going to be, they want an explanation of why this is happening. They want to give it to you. So this way you can say, ah, you see, everything was going fine, except when these people did these certain things. Now, this is for the first part of the plan, because I do believe this goes lockstep with what they want to do with the change of batter. So to bring a new candidate in, you need to explain to the people that the other candidate's policies were working perfectly. And the reason why they're not working now is because of the bridge coming down and what these people are doing across the country. This is why you're feeling a little bit more inflation, a little bit more higher fuel costs. This is why you're feeling all of this right now. And this is why it's affecting jobs and everything else. So this way, the individuals coming in can make the argument that, hey, I know we got these problems out there, but we can solve them. We can solve these problems, no problem. And we're going to solve these problems. And we're going to put the economy back on track. That's what they're going to try to use. Now, again, they don't want to destroy the economy just yet. They want to keep it operational. And I do believe this is why the Fed is waiting for the right moment to actually cut the rate to make it look like all the policies work. But the internals, what you're feeling is because of what happened across the globe with all these individuals pushing this event. And otherwise, the economy is doing great. Now, as we get closer to the presidential election, they know the economy is falling apart, because everything that they set up to keep the stock market alive and make it look like it's doing well, well, that's an illusion. So they're going to need another event. And that next event is most likely going to be a cyber attack. The IMF already put it out there that, yes, we see cyber attacks. They are now growing. And if there is one, it's going to hurt the financial industry. So I do believe they're already preparing for all of this right now, and they're preparing to do this in phases. And they want people to believe that everything is great, but the reason why you feel the way you feel is because of what is happening across the globe. Now, again, I think the people understand that the economy hasn't been doing well for quite a while. The people, they have seen the inflation. The people have seen the high fuel costs. And the people understand that this has nothing to do with anything that they're going to be talking about because they're already experiencing it. See, they never wanted the people to be awake. They never wanted the people to experience any of this while they were thinking logically. They wanted people in a state of fear where they can actually push this agenda. But this completely and utterly fell apart on that. So now, as we move closer and closer to the presidential election, we're starting to see all of this now play out. And I do believe there might be other events that are mixed in with this to actually push the idea that this had nothing to do with Biden. This had nothing to do with the policies. It had everything to do with what's going on in the world. Because think about what they set up already. They set it up where people believe that war is coming. You see it out in the Middle East. You see it out in Ukraine. And what happens when war comes? Supply chains dry up. You see inflation. You need more money. More money goes into circulation. So you could see what they're planning to do here, and you can see how it's all starting to come together. And I do believe it's going to intensify as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. The problem with all of this is that, yes, people might be afraid. People might be looking at this going, holy crap, look what happened. The banks are closed down. Can't get my money out. And I'm having major problems. Now, for those people that like to prep, I do believe that if anything happens, you need to have all different things for different times. Number one, when everything starts to fall apart, what do you think people are going to do? They're going to run to the banks to get what? Cash. So I do believe in the very beginning of some type of crisis, cash, if you have cash on hand, I think that's a very good thing to have because I wouldn't be using my gold. I wouldn't be using my food. I wouldn't be using my medical supplies because in the very beginning, people, they still believe that cash is king and they will accept cash. As time goes on, when people realize that the cash is absolutely worthless, people will then say, okay, I will give you medical supplies or toilet paper or whatever for food. So you're going to have bartering at this point in time. And I do believe that will go on for quite a bit. Now, of course, if supply chains start to dry up a little bit, people are going to become desperate, which means people are going to go to different homes looking for certain items. And think about all the illegals in this country. Think about all the people in here. So I do believe that people need to have ammunition and weapons to protect themselves from this. Remember, this is all stemming from an economic crisis. Gold and silver and Bitcoin and everything like that, that is used for much, much later. When the entire system comes back online, that's how you restore your wealth. So you don't go around going, oh, I need a piece of bread. Here's a piece of silver. No, you barter with something else that you have. Or if they're still accepting cash, you use that first. Because as the value of the currency continually declines, in the end, it's most likely going to be worth absolutely nothing. And people will probably just use it to heat their homes or use it for something else. So I do believe that this is what you need to do if you've been preparing. I mean, yes, you need to have water. You need to have all these things. Now, how bad is it going to get? Well, I don't think we'll get to that point, but I think there will be certain people that are in tight situations. And again, if we have all these illegals in this country and the money is drying up, inflation is hitting, these people, I think, like we're seeing today, they're going to loot. They're going to try to find supplies. And once again, you can see that the deep state players, they are planning for all this. They're going to explain it away, especially when there's an event and people say that the financial industry is hit. They want chaos. They want this type of scenario. Now, I do believe Trump is going to shut this all down. He has the most powerful weapon in the world because the people, number one, are with him. Number two, he's going to usher in peace. Peace shuts down everything that they're trying to do, and it exposes them. Because remember, the only reason they're having these type of attacks is to cover up their collapse of the system and their crimes. So once Trump has peace, this kind of throws them all off, and their entire plan goes down the drain. And at this point, people will be awake. They will be able to see what's going on. And the people will understand that these are the people that are responsible for all of this because there'll be no place to hide, no place to go. And the financial system, I do believe, will come back online. And once again, everything that they're trying to do is going to fail. Now, this doesn't mean right after the election that everything's going to be fine. Because remember, you have from the election all the way up to when the next individual is inaugurated, which I do believe is going to be Trump. So they'll be using all their ammunition during this point in time, and they will try everything. And yes, the economy will be coming down. People probably won't be able to get their cash out that they want. people will be very, very angry. They'll have the illegals on the street. So when you really think of the scenario, you do need to be prepared for anything. Now, again, if nothing happens, what do you have? Well, you've got your gold, you got your Bitcoin, you got food, you can use it, you can eat it. You have water, you can drink it. And if you have cash on hand, you have cash on hand. But again, you could see the way everything is playing now. And I do believe that people need to be prepared. But I think Trump, he knows once he ushers in peace, everything starts to reverse very, very quickly. And I do believe he'll get the economy back online. I do believe we will recover very, very quickly. But we will have that window of time when everything looks very, very dark. And people should just be prepared for that dark period of time. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there. Through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you. No hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now pushing their cyber attack narrative. CBS News, they came out with an entire story about how Russia is behind a new group and they are protecting them. And I do believe this is the beginning of their narrative. And I do believe they're going to continually push this throughout the summer, where they'll continually show you that there are attacks happening here in the United States and across the globe. And most likely, they'll probably blame it on Russia and maybe even Iran. And we could see that this has already started right now. But the other thing that's very interesting is that Trump let us know that he has the people behind him. He put out a truth letting everyone know that he is going to the trial, which is the hush money trial. We know it's a corrupt trial. We know where he's going to be found guilty. But he let everyone know that 200 million people are behind him right now. And he is now fighting for the 350 million people in this country. So I do believe he's already sending us a message that, hey, this time around, I don't have 70 million. I don't have 80 million. I have 200 million people that are on my side. And I do believe this number will probably grow even higher as time goes on. Because remember, when you look at the insurgency that was created by Obama and those people that have been instructing him on top, what did Trump do? He created the counterinsurgency. The counterinsurgency is we the people. We are the cure. We are the ones who actually stop all of this from happening. Because once the deep state can no longer control the people and the people are against them, how far do you think they'll be able to push their agenda? Not far at all. And this is the problem they're going to have. Now, once again, we know that Trump's hush money trials are happening right now. We know that there is no evidence of anything. Actually, the evidence points to Michael Cohen. He's the one who was having an affair. He was the one who paid off Stormy Daniels personally. And there is evidence showing that Trump never had any interaction with Stormy Daniels. And there's evidence coming from Cohen's attorney that he was the one that was doing all this. So once again, they're using a case. They have no evidence, and the statute of limitations has run out. So everyone realizes this. But again, the reason why they're having the trials is to do what? It's to convict him. It's to throw him into prison. Why else would you have the trials? Remember, the first couple of trials was to have him pay. All right, let's make him pay an exorbitant amount. Is he stepping out? Is he bowing out yet? No, he's not. Okay, now we're going to bring in the criminal trials. And the criminal trials, they're going to put him behind bars. This is why Trump came out with the truth that says, yes, I'm ready to go to the clink. What does the clink mean? It means jail, and it's a short period of time. So I do believe that Trump is prepared and ready to actually go behind bars. And what do you think this is going to do? This is going to make Trump more powerful. How? Because the people are going to see this, and the people are going to rally around him. And think about all the merchandise he's going to sell. So this is not going to work. The people aren't going to drop him. And actually, the fake news, they said the quiet part out loud about him going to jail, which we'll be discussing a little bit. But remember, when you're starting to look at all this and you watch everything that is happening, this is all about the 2024 elections. Trump is building his army to go up against the deep state players. The deep state is importing their army to go up against we the people. It is a war. Right now, it's an information war. The deep state would love it to be a physical war. And they will try. They will try very, very hard. And they will try to bring us into World War III. We can see that this has already begun. And I do believe both sides are using it for different purposes. Again, we have one side, which is the deep state players. They want to cover up all their treasonous crimes. They want to get as much money as they possibly can out of Congress. And they want to show the people that bad things are headed our way. Trump, on the other hand, is using this completely against them. What do people see? They see an individual who cheated in the election. He's sitting in the White House. He's very weak. And he's allowing war to start. Remember, Trump had peace in the Middle East. He had peace in North Korea. He brought home most of the troops in Syria. The war pretty much ended. Islamic State was pretty much destroyed there, or they escaped to Ukraine. And now what do we see? We see everything being reversed. And do you really think people are behind Biden? Do you think people believe that Biden can actually handle what is coming? No. And the people know that he cannot negotiate peace whatsoever. There is no strength behind him. And this is what people are recognizing. The people see it. And I do believe Trump is going to use this against them, because Trump is going to continually push the narrative that he can have peace. He knows all the players. We don't have to go to nuclear war. You don't have to have your entire city burnt to the ground. You don't have to have your home completely obliterated. You don't have to lose your entire family. I think in the end, all these people, when everything hits the fan and they're actually experiencing it, when they're actually sitting there in fear, I mean, talk is cheap. You could tell people till you're blue in the face, they're not going to believe you. When they feel it in their soul, that is when they will make that change. And you really can't explain it to anyone. You could tell people you're going to war. You could tell people it's going to be a nuclear war, but they will not feel it until it's actually happening. And I do believe that is right around the corner, and it's approaching very, very quickly. And again, Trump, in the end, he will shut all this down because he has the most powerful weapon. He has we the people behind him, and he has the ability and the strength to negotiate peace. which actually destroys everything they're trying to do. Are they trying to bring us into the Great Reset? That destroys it. Trying to bring us into the Green New Scam? That destroys it. Trying to cover up their crimes? That destroys it. Peace destroys everything that they're trying to do. So I do believe Trump is waiting for the last moment. And once the people say, you know something, yeah, we're not going to war, we're voting for you, that then is the signal that he is in complete and utter control, because he has the people behind him. The people are going to cure the disease of this country. And we're going to go to the source of the disease and wipe it out. We're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, we know that the fake news, they are completely one-sided, they're biased. And you could see that all these different agencies, these different fake news agencies, they hire people like CIA operatives, FBI operatives. Some of them have been retired, but again, or corrupt politicians. They have a one-track mind. They're all part of the criminal syndicate. And that's exactly what's happening in NPR. They only hired those people that on the that are on the side they want them to be on. Nate Hochman put this out and said, NPR's new CEO is just as insane as you expect her to be. And she's talking about white woman's voice, white privilege, and she's one of those individuals. And this is why they bring these people in there. And again, what did Trump say? We need to stop funding NPR. Actually, no money should go to any of these different agencies. Now, the other thing that is very interesting is that the FBI now has opened the investigation into the Baltimore Bridge. Let me translate that for you. The FBI now is going to cover up every single thing, and they're going to make sure that nobody understands what really happened. Just like they investigated January 6th. How's that working out? Just like they investigated Gretchen Whitmer. How's that working out? No, they're brought in to actually cover up the entire crime that they committed, and not just them alone. And this is why Biden came out very, very early on saying, we're going to pay for it all. Don't worry about it. Don't even have people look at it. It's not a big deal. Because they needed to cover up exactly what they did. And I do believe this was part of some type of cyber incident to actually get the ship where they needed it to be. Now, the other thing that's very interesting with P. Diddy, with Epstein Island, with everything that's coming out, we can see that people are waking up to the fact that there's human trafficking, child trafficking. There's a pedophilia network. The social media platforms, they are used to actually move people back and forth, sell people. It's one gigantic network. And what's very interesting is that the Guatemala Attorney General, he is investigating ongoing criminal claims that a number of American taxpayer-funded non-governmental organizations, those are NGOs, are operating both inside and outside the United States and are complicit in the ongoing trafficking, abuse, and disappearance of children from its nation. And the Guatemalan government, they are seeking full cooperation from the state of Texas, where the accusations of abuse have been reported. So now we're going to have the Attorney General in Texas, Paxton. He's going to be working with the Guatemalan government. And I do believe this is why they're probably attacking Paxton once again. Now, there are certain people that are coming to his defense. But again, why don't they want him looking into this? Because this is part of the criminal syndicate operation. They don't want people to understand this. They don't want people to know what they've been doing behind the scenes. But I do believe it's all coming out right now. And it looks like they are prepping now to give their foot soldiers permission to do anything. And when I mean anything, I mean punch, hit, maybe even murder. And I don't believe that the authorities will do anything, because again, most of the authorities are being instructed to do certain things. I'm not saying all the police departments and everyone is bad, but the top level, most likely they're being instructed to stand down. I mean, look what's happening out in San Francisco right now. We have these protesters that are shutting down the San Francisco Bridge, the Golden Gate Bridge, actually. The police are there. Why are they allowing them to do this? They shouldn't be. They should be arresting every single one of these people. But again, why are they allowing them to do this? Take that, expand this to what's going to happen very, very close to the presidential election. Do you think the local authorities will be able to stop what is coming? Not if they're being instructed not to do anything. Not if there's a lot of illegals and Antifa and others going against them. They will not be able to handle this, which means we need some other type of organization to step in. And I do believe that's going to be the military. And I don't mean they're flying in with tanks and planes and things like that. I do believe the National Guard will probably move in and protect a lot what's going on in this country. But you could see that they're already prepping for this. And the Gazette put this out and said, yelling, "I hate white people," and punching one isn't a hate crime. Canadian judge rules. Champagne Joshi responded and says, Canada setting new standards almost daily. So let's see, you can now call white people names and you can punch them, and that's not a hate crime. Now, are we seeing this in other countries? Absolutely. What do you think they're preparing for? Remember, those people who love America, and especially the white people, if any of those are trying to stop someone, or if they're trying to go after those people, they have full permission to go ahead in Canada to do whatever they want to these people, don't they? Are they going to try to make the case here in the United States? Most likely. Think about what they've been doing here. Remember, they're setting this up because they need chaos and they need to make sure that Trump doesn't win in this election. But I do believe in the end, it's not going to work because people are seeing around the world how all these illegals coming into the country, how they are destroying the country and how they are murderers, they are criminals, and it's getting worse and worse every single day. The Sydney Bishop stabber who just stabbed a bishop during a sermon, well, is a radical Muslim. So he was just up there giving his sermon, and this individual walked up and started to stab him. Now, the parishioners, they decided to tackle him and stop him. But think about what's happening right now. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22 VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22 VPN. What is happening with all these illegals that are coming into this country? Remember, they're criminals. They're those individuals that have been kept in asylums. They are terrorists and gang members. These people are the foot soldiers of the deep state players. The deep state is Soros. The deep state players are the installed leaders. The deep state players are those people that are funding all of this and trying to protect their world. But their world is being exposed every single day. And it's getting harder and harder for them. Remember, the more the people find out, the worse it gets for them. And I don't believe that people can just receive all this information all at once. I do believe it has to be brought out over time so people can then accept it, because people, they have a very difficult time believing things because it seems very, very outrageous. I mean, if you go back in time and you tell someone in 2017, hey, I don't know if you know this, but the deep state, they're going to release a virus. You're going to have to wear a mask. You won't be able to go to work. The world will be shut down. And they're going to force you to take a bioweapon without even telling you if there's any side effects or not. They're going to just tell you it's great. People wouldn't believe it. People would think that you were crazy. And this time around, what do you think they're going to do? If they went to that extreme to stop Trump then, what do you think they're going to do now? You think they're just going to sit back and say, well, I hope he doesn't win. I hope, you know, we can cheat and hopefully our cheating system works. No, they're going to stop him any way they possibly can. You're already seeing the first part of it. All these indictments, these fake indictments, that's what you're seeing right now. And yes, it's going to escalate. It's going to get worse and worse until we're at that point where people go, holy crap, the war is actually going to happen. Holy crap, look, the people are on the streets burning down buildings. That's when people, a lot of people, are going to really wake up. And you can see the war is now building out in the Middle East. And what is Biden using this for? Well, remember, he needs more and more money for Ukraine. He's not getting it. So again, do you think he's using part of what happened out in Israel to get funding? Absolutely. Because now he's demanding more money for Israel and Ukraine. Where do you think this money is really going? Do you think it's really going for Israel to stop the war? Or is he paying people off and he's also playing both sides? Remember, in the end, with their 16-year plan, what do they want? They want a war. They want this country destroyed. They want the winner of the war to come in and remove the Constitution. Because from the very beginning, they knew that the Constitution was standing in the way. Think about all the other countries around the world. Were they able to have COVID camps? Were they able to force people to take the bioweapon? Are they able to censor people with hate speech or any other speech, which is speech they don't like? That's because they don't have a constitution like us. They do it out in Europe and all the other countries first. When it gets here, it's all shut down. So the only way they can complete their entire agenda is to get rid of the constitution here in the United States. And once that's gone, that means the people have to lose the war and the country is destroyed. They take full and utter control. And this is what they've been trying to do for a very long time. And this is why Trump needed the people to see this. And people are seeing it. But again, Biden, he's playing both sides. He needs the money. And Biden won't be able to do anything because he's part of the criminal syndicate and they want war. So Biden's really going to stop it? No. He's going to allow them to do, and I'm talking about the deep state players, to do whatever they want to do. See, when Trump says, no, you will not do anything, or we will destroy you, the deep state players, those leaders in those countries, they don't do anything. Remember going back to 2022, when Biden said to Putin, don't you dare to go into Ukraine. What did Putin do? He went into Ukraine. 2023, Biden to Iran. Don't you attack, don't you? What did Iran do? Iran attacked. When Biden tells Israel, don't go in to Gaza, don't remove the hostages, stop, let's have a seat. What did Israel do? They did whatever they wanted. So once again, everyone now can see the difference. And I do believe this is all part of Trump's campaign, where you're watching the issues, you're watching it all play out. And people aren't stupid. They see it. They understand it. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Kirby, he is blaming Trump after Iran has attacked Israel. And he's blaming it all on him because he's trying to convince the people that, no, Biden did a great job. Yes, he gave the money back. But think about it. Think about all the sanctions that Biden placed on Iran. Plus, the money is still in the Qatar accounts. Well, you have to remember how the criminals use the system. You see, I think most of the people in this country, most of the people are good people. Most of the people have a very difficult time thinking that people would do something and then lie about it. I think they're learning that, yes, this is true. But when someone says to you, I just placed a lot of sanctions on Iran, the money's in the account, they're not allowed to use the money to fund Hezbollah, to fund Hamas, to fund terror, well, they're lying, because all you got to do is look at what they did. Yeah, they placed sanctions, the money's still in the account. But if you're a criminal, what do you do to get around all of this? You borrow against the account. Once you borrow against the account, you have all the money, and then you can use it for whatever you want. That's exactly what has happened. But let's go back a little bit in time, because I do believe all this revolves around Obama. Obama has been funding Hezbollah, the Houthis, and Iran's Quds force. Obama is the one who is responsible for this. Paul Sperry put this out and says, how Obama secretly gave Iran access to billions of dollars, which ended up in the hands of Hezbollah, Houthis in Yemen, and Iran's own Quds forces. But let me just read a portion of this that Paul Sperry put out. And it says, Obama sent a clear message to Congress. If you don't block this nuclear deal, we will bar Iran's access to our financial systems. The deal was clear, unequivocal. It was also a lie. Obama lied, and so did others in his administration. That's the conclusion of a report by the Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations. It alleges Obama officials pushed the U.S. Treasury to let Iran convert the equivalent of $5.7 billion of funds held in Oman's Bank of Muscat from rials into dollars and subsequently into euros. It required a special license by the U.S. Treasury, which was granted in February of 2016, but it was never disclosed either to Congress or the American people. Apart from the lie, which is bad enough for an administration that claimed repeatedly to be scandal-free, this money did not have innocuous uses. Far from it. Our own State Department characterizes Iran as the number one terrorist-supporting state on Earth. Every dollar it gets from us has an ultimate use that is highly questionable, which is the reason why the U.S. imposed sanctions in the first place. No one knows how much of the $5.7 billion that Obama allowed Iran to access also went to terrorist activities, or, for that matter, how much went to further research activity and on Iran's nuclear bomb project. That awaits a later investigation. I do believe we're going to find that out very, very soon. I do believe they already have it. But it's important to note that Iran nuclear deal also removed some $100 billion in sanctions on Iran. This made Iran once again a big player in the Middle East. It's almost certain that a good piece of that went to the Islamic Revolutionary Guards, which by some accounts control as much as 40% of Iran's economy. It's clear from Obama administration actions under both his Secretaries of State Hillary Clinton and John Kerry that Obama White House despised Israel and did all they could do to undermine its security. How else can you explain the enabling of a terrorist-supporting regime? So basically, he money laundered the money and allowed Iran to expand. Who's giving Biden instructions today? It is Obama. This all goes back to Obama. All roads lead back to Obama. Now, what's very interesting is we can see when you start to really look at this, it looks like everything's being played out just like it played out with Trump when he went ahead and he destroyed and killed the Iranian general. Didn't Iran strike back? Did any of the missiles hit their targets, or were they a pretty big miss? Pretty big miss. What about the Iranian missiles flying into Israel? Nobody was killed, and it looks like they are pretty big misses. But Iran got to save face. Interesting. Did it scare the people around the world? Absolutely. Do people think war is coming? Absolutely. I do believe critical threats kind of explains a little bit about this, and this is what they said in their threat on X. The Iranian April 13th missile drone attack on Israel was very likely intended to cause significant damage below the threshold that would trigger a massive Israeli response. The attack was designed to succeed, not to fail. The strike package was modeled on those the Russians have used repeatedly against Ukraine to great effect. The strike consisted of approximately 170 drones, 30 cruise missiles, and 120 ballistic missiles. The drones were launched well before the ballistic missiles were fired, and very likely in expectation that they would arrive in Israel's air defense window at about the same time. The Russians have used such an approach against Ukraine repeatedly, Only a few ballistic missiles penetrated Israeli air defenses and struck near Israeli military bases out of the 120 or so the Iranians fired. Ukrainian air defenses have average interception rates of only about 46% of Russian ballistic missiles during recent large strikes. The Iranians likely expected that Israel rates would be higher than the Ukrainian rates, but not above 90% against such a large ballistic missile salvo. The Russians, after all, have never fired close to that many large ballistic missiles in a single strike against Ukraine. Israel's air defense system has a number of obvious advantages over Ukraine air defense, but the full implication of some of those advantages might well have been unclear to Iranian strike planners. Ukraine has, in particular, been able to use combat aircraft to shoot down Russian drones and cruise missiles at scale, and Ukrainian President Zelensky recently observed that Kiev will likely use the F-16 Ukraine will receive this summer in those roles. So that's very interesting. So they knew, which I do believe they did know, and I do believe the Russians knew, that if we fired all these missiles, pretty much the Iron Dome would intercept most of them. And when we fire them, we're not going to hit the Muslim targets. We're not going to hit the population centers. And think about how this all played out. Now, what's very interesting is that an article came out of Reuters, and it says, U.S. will not take part in any Israeli retaliatory action against Iran. But if you read down below a little bit, it says two senior Israeli ministers signaled retaliation was not imminent and that Israel would not act alone. We will build a regional coalition and exact the price from Iran in fashion and timing that is right for us. So it looks like Israel is not going to retaliate, not anytime soon. Doesn't mean they're not going to. Iran is satisfied with what happened here. And it shows, which is most important, that Biden can't control the Middle East, which I find very, very interesting, which means if he can't control that, it means he can't control what's happening with Ukraine and Russia, which means he doesn't have the ability to stop a world war. And I do believe this is to wake the people up. This is to show the people that he is going to bring us to World War III and he won't be able to control it. Trump, he put this out on Truth, he said, Russia is now calling for restraint in the war with Israel and Iran, an all-time classic. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank, not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there. Through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN. Interesting. But let's go back to post 556, because when you look at the time that Trump put this out here, it's post 556, because it's 5:56 a.m. Down below it says, the cure will spread worldwide. Have faith, patriot. So the people are the cure. The people are going to wake up. The people are going to fight against the deep state players. And the people are going to rid the disease from this planet, which is the deep state players. And how do you get the people awake enough to actually do this? You need to bring them to the precipice of destruction. And that's what we're seeing right now. And you can see it's already working. Is it working for every single D right now? No, not yet. Remember, we still have a way to go here. And I do believe it's Trump's mission to wake the American people up. But when you look at the polls, you can see that the Republicans, they find Donald Trump more trustworthy than media on Ukraine and Russia. And this was a CBS News YouGov poll. And I do believe the D's, they're going to start to actually come into the fold as things start to progress here and heat up. And when you look at the poll, it says, who do you trust for the information on Ukraine and Russia? Trump, 79%, Pentagon, 60%, conservative media, 56%, journalists in war zone, 33%, State Department, 27%. So they trust Trump on the war issues. Remember, this is an issues campaign. So when everything starts to heat up, are they going to be, are they going to trust the corporate media? Are they going to trust Biden? Are they going to trust the State Department? No, they're going to trust Trump. So if Trump is saying he can usher in peace, well, I think people are going to trust him, which means people are going to elect him because he's going to use this for his campaign. He's already doing it. He was out in Pennsylvania telling everyone, I can stop World War III. Biden cannot. And I do believe the people, they will be on his side. Now, remember, the deep state players, they're going to use everything that they have to stop Trump. They're going to throw him in prison. They're going to release probably another plandemic. At least they're going to try to do this. And they're hoping to do this because they'll have a little bit more control, because they'll have the WHO most likely controlling what governments do during a plandemic. But let's go a little bit back in time right now, because this is very interesting, because the WHO now is voting on this behind closed doors, and this is going to happen in May. And if we go back 4 years ago, and Patriots Are Control put this out, Trump halted funding to the World Health Organization. So that is very interesting. Trump halted funding during this same period of time. So now you're going to see something else. You're going to see Biden, who gave in to the WHO, who is funding the WHO, and allowed the WHO to take control. And Trump took this away from the WHO and took away the funding. Is this another issue? Absolutely. Patriots Aren't Control responded to all this and said, for those that claim he's a vaccine salesman, his action prove otherwise. He pushed alternative treatments and shut down funding to the corrupt WHO, which gets massive amounts of money from Bill Gates, the real vaccine salesman. Regarding Trump's eventual endorsement of the vaccine, he was doing what he had to do to defeat the globalist COVID narrative. He hadn't expedited it. He would have been in lockdown for years and years to come. Trump outmaneuvered them and blew up their long-term plan to enslave us. And he's absolutely right. And if Trump didn't do what he needed to do, if you look at a New York Times article, they were planning on keeping everyone in lockdown for 12 years. Remember, they wanted the Great Reset. They started it. They announced it March 2020. They wanted us locked down for 12 years. 12 years without going to school, 12 years without going to work, 12 years without really going outside to meet people, 12 years of being afraid in your home, 12 years of watching people die because they can't take it anymore, 12 years of the supply chain drying up, 12 years of the shelves going empty, 12 years of death and destruction. That's what the deep state was planning on. Do you know how many lives would have been lost? Hundreds and hundreds of millions. When people go, oh no, we lost a lot of people from COVID. What happened to the flu numbers? Where did they go? Think about it for a second. You know all those deaths in the hospital? Well, if you start looking at their death certificates, they died of something else and the hospital got paid because they said they died from COVID, even though they died from a heart attack. All those people that were infected with COVID, it was a faulty PCR test. They kept the statistical numbers on the screen to scare you over and over. Have you ever seen a peer-reviewed document showing that masks work against the COVID virus or the flu virus or any virus? If they had the evidence, as soon as a federal judge got rid of the mask mandate on planes, they would have presented the evidence and they would have reversed that decision, but they knew they couldn't. That's why they didn't pursue it. And once again, it was up to every single person to make their own choice in what they did. And for anyone, you should always research before you put anything in your body or actually do anything. You shouldn't believe what these individuals are saying, because they don't have your best interest at heart. They have an agenda. They don't care if you die later. They don't care if you get sick later. Actually, they rather have that because they can't stand you. So once again, he countered something because he needed to save hundreds and hundreds of millions of people. Because over this entire time span, it would have been a complete and utter disaster. I mean, look what they're doing today with nuclear war. You think they want to stop the war? They think you think they want you to be in a peacetime type of environment? No, they want chaos. They want war. And they're going to continually push it. And they will try to stop Trump every step of the way. Actually, the fake news pretty much said the quiet part out loud. USA Today put this out and said, Trump's trial is upon us. What will it take to convince Republicans he's unfit for office? Doesn't that tell you everything you need to know? This is why they're doing it. They want the people in this country to say, okay, I get it now. With all these indictments, him going to prison, he's unfit. We can't vote for him. We need another candidate. Oh, wait, Nikki Haley just standing on standby here. This is what they've been trying to do. It's election interference. But again, the people are smarter than this. The people, they understand what they're doing. Trump, he put this message out and he says, when I walk into the courtroom, I know I'll have the love of 200 million Americans behind me. And I will be fighting for the freedom of 325 million Americans. What did he just tell everyone? He told everyone the plan is working. The plan to get the people on his side, to build the counterinsurgency, it is working. I have the people. Will they be able to cheat in the elections with 200 million people voting for Trump? It's going to be very, very difficult. It won't even make sense. This is why he says, we got to swamp them. We got to come in like a freight train. We need a red wave. We need a landslide. We need to override their entire systems. Because if you do that, it's going to be very, very difficult for them to cheat. And I do believe he's pushing them down a certain path, because what does he really want? I think he wants paper ballots. I think he wants to use voter ID. I think he wants people to come in person. I think he wants voting in one day. Now, during his trial, which is very interesting, and Trump retweeted this, and it's Dan Schneider who put this out on Twitter, it says, Orthodox Jews will be excluded from Bragg's jury pool. The New York City Democratic group most strongly supportive of Trump is the Orthodox Jewish community. So, no surprise that the very biased judge in Bragg's case scheduled the trial to include Fridays instead of Wednesdays. Very unusual, but understandable, since this switch will necessarily exclude all Orthodox Jews from the jury pool. You think they did it on purpose? Absolutely. Now, once again, we could see that this is one gigantic fake trial. And when you look at the evidence and the documents that are out there, I think Trump, all he needs to do is produce these two pieces of paper and the case is done. But again, are they going to allow this in as evidence? Most likely not. Now, the first one is coming from McDermott, Will, and Emery. And this is the attorney for Michael Cohen. And it says, "Dear Mr. Jordan, I am writing on behalf of my client, Michael D. Cohen, in response to your letter dated January 30th, 2018. Specifically, this letter responds to the complaint numbered 7313, which was filed with the Federal Elections Commission by Common Cause and Paul S. Ryan. In a private transaction in 2016 before the U.S. presidential election, Mr. Cohen used his own personal funds to facilitate a payment of $130,000 to Miss Stephanie Clifford. Neither the Trump Organization nor the Trump campaign was party to this transaction with Miss Clifford, and neither reimbursed Mr. Cohen for the payment directly or indirectly. Contrary to the allegations in this complaint, which are entirely speculative, neither Mr. Cohen nor Essential Consultants LLC made any in-kind contribution to Trump for President Inc. or any other presidential campaign committee. Mr. Cohen has not been a government employee during any of the relevant time period. The payment in question does not constitute a campaign contribution or expenditure, and therefore the FEC lacks jurisdiction over this matter. The complainants have not and cannot present any evidence to the contrary. Accordingly, the complaint should be dismissed." Now, that is the first piece of evidence. The second one is from Stormy Daniels, which we read before. This is January 30th, 2018. And it says, "The fact of the matter is that each party to this alleged affair denied its existence in 2006, 2011, 16, 17, and now again in 2018. I'm not denying this affair because I was paid hush money, as has been reported in overseas-owned tabloids. I'm denying this affair because it never happened." Stormy Daniels. And that tells you everything you need to know. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, "I want my voice back. This crooked judge has gagged me. Unconstitutional. The other side can talk about me, but I'm not allowed to talk about them. Rigged trial. Why didn't they bring this totally discredited lawsuit 7 years ago? Election interference. As virtually every legal scholar has powerfully stated, the Biden-Manhattan witch hunt case is, among other things, barred by the statute of limitations. This trial should be ended by the highly conflicted presiding judge." And then he said, "The radical left Democrats are already cheating on the 2024 presidential election by bringing or helping to bring all of these bogus lawsuits against me, thereby forcing me to sit in a courthouse and spend money that could be used for campaigning instead of being out in the field knocking crooked Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of the United States, election interference." And yes, they're going to use the gag order. They're going to try to fine Trump probably like $1,000 a day or put him in prison. But again, this trial wasn't put together to have a fair trial. It's already done. It's a show trial. They've already found him guilty. And I do believe they are most likely going to throw him in jail. So I do believe people should get prepared and ready for this. Now, do I think Trump is going to be spending years and years in jail? No, I think he will get out, but he's going to show the people, "Look, my political opponent just threw me in jail." What do you think this is going to do to his popularity? Remember, everything that we're witnessing right now is part of his campaign. It's an issues campaign. Do you think this is going to hurt him or help him? It's going to help him immensely. And think about all the merch he's going to sell. So once again, you can see that the deep state, they are showing the people that they truly are the deep state. And think about all the things they tried against Trump. Russia, Russia, Russia. That was completely fake. Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the rest, they were all involved in this. The Mueller hoax, Ukraine, 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 impeachment hoax number one, number two, the illegal raid in Mar-a-Lago, and now all these different indictments. And once again, what are the people seeing? They're seeing election interference. They get it. And they see a banana republic. This is what Trump needed to show the people. The people needed to see the criminal syndicate. The people needed to see the deep state players. And they needed to see that they will do anything and everything to get Trump. Legal, not legal, makes no difference whatsoever. Remember, they're criminals. They don't follow the rule of law. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the American people are waking up and they're starting to realize that all these illegals, they're going to affect the elections that are coming up. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, Senator raises concerns about Mayorkas' border policies impacting elections. Recent polls show Americans overwhelmingly oppose non-citizen voting. Then Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, check a box, steal the election? What could be simpler? 57% say Democrats using illegal immigration to build a permanent majority. And really think about this. If the D's really believe, those people that are still hanging on saying, yes, this is great, open borders, if they really believe in the end that they're going to do things in their best interest, you know, support the D's that are left, they're not going to do that. They're going to support their army. They're going to support their foot soldiers. They're going to support those individuals that came into this country. All the American D's, they're going to push to the side. They won't be needed. And people are going to wake up to this and they're going to realize. And I do believe in the end, once we see events, once we see all this play out, you're going to see a lot of the D's really wake up. And I believe that the deep state players, they're going to be losing a lot more people. And Trump is letting everyone know he has 200 million. I wouldn't be surprised if this goes up to like 270, because in the end, the people are going to use their common sense. The people are going to say enough is enough, but it has to play out. And you can see the deep state players, they have already started their narrative right now. And this is coming from CBS News. It says criminal exploits of scattered spider earn respect of Russian ransomware hackers. So this is how it all starts out. In the shadowy corners of the dark web, young hackers from the US, UK, and Canada met and teamed up with the Russian ransomware hackers, becoming powerful partners in crime. In the last year, ransomware hackers have targeted hospitals, pharmaceuticals, tech companies, even Las Vegas' biggest hotels and casinos. That's very interesting. So we have different individuals teaming up with Russian hackers, and Russians are protecting them. And the group is called Scattered Spider. So this group, called Scattered Spider by the FBI, are behind some of the recent ransomware attacks. The group is also known as Starfroid, UNC 3944, Octotempest. Scattered Spider hackers are considered experts in social engineering. Scattered Spider is just one of many illicit hacking groups, all part of a sprawling collection of online criminals calling themselves the community. Very interesting. So cybersecurity researchers believe that Black Cat is made up of former members of the Russian cybercriminal hacking group DarkSide Black Matter, which was responsible for the 2021 attack on the Colonial Pipeline that caused gas shortages up and down the East Coast. And once again, we have Russia, we have other individuals, and these individuals are bringing corporations, companies, financial institutions to their knees. So the Russian government provides a safe haven, this article says, for Russian ransomware gangs. The most successful Russian gangs are run like legitimate companies with easy-to-navigate online platforms. The leadership are people in their 30s, 40s. They often have a financial background, and they can speak English, so they know how to navigate everything. So right now, the level of cybercrime has risen to the point where it feels overwhelming, and every year it gets worse. So CBS is putting this out. We've seen a couple of cyber attacks, and I do believe this is going to continue on as we move closer and closer to the presidential election. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see maybe some power stations, maybe some water stations, public utilities. I wouldn't be surprised if we see some of these hit during the summer months to play up the idea that cyber attacks are growing and they have access to all of these different public utilities, because that will convince the people that something is headed our way. Now, I don't mean this is going to be widespread. It might be little ones here and there, but people will hear about them and they'll understand that, yes, I believe that something is coming. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know that this is part of their playbook, because again, in the end, when they can't cheat in the election, they're going to have to try to stop it one way. And yes, the cyber attack is used for many different agendas. Number one, they need to show that a foreign country attack the United States to bring us to war. Number two, they need to stop the elections. Number three, they need to bring down the financial system or halt the financial system because it's crashing. So I do believe they need all of these things to kick off their entire push for war and to postpone the election to make sure they stay in control. Now, if Trump and the Patriots, if they know the playbook, which I do believe they do, they know that this is going to happen. And most likely the attack will be very, very close to the presidential election, which means if we're attacked by a foreign government and we have illegals in this country that are attacking us from inside, well, it seems that the military must do something. National Guard must do something because now the country's being protected. And those individuals, they must remember their oath. So there's nothing in the Constitution that says we have to cancel the election. World War I, World War II, we had the election. Vietnam, we had the election. During the Civil War, we had an election. They'll try to postpone, but we will have an election. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they want the people to show up in person, and they want everyone to use paper ballots. And they want to prove that you're a citizen, because at this point, if we're attacked, all those illegals, they won't be able to vote, and it will only be the American citizens. And I do believe Trump wants to show the deep state players that, look, I have the American people. The American people voted, and the American people have decided they want to take back the country. And I do believe this is where Trump is leading them all, leading them down the path to this point. And I do believe this is why he had Speaker Johnson, and he was standing behind him, push the idea that everyone needs to be an American citizen. Of course, this is already a law, but he's putting it out there to trap them in all this. And I do believe in the end, they're going to try to stop the election, but they won't be able to. And when Trump wins, they're not going to want to leave the White House. Remember, they projected everything onto Trump. It's everything that they're going to do. And I do believe they're going to use chaos to try to stay in power. But in the end, this is all going to fail just like everything else. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there. Through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts, will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and mydigitalmoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with mydigitalmoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting yourself online. Can you imagine your cell phone company leaking your social security number? That's what happened to 63,000 individuals who have their private data exposed during a recent data breach. A rogue employee of a telecommunications company released sensitive information like names, addresses, date of birth, social security numbers, and other personal details. This is why I protect myself with today's sponsors, Virtual Shield. I absolutely love them. Virtual Shield helps protect my private information from the prying eyes of cyber criminals, data mining companies, tech giants, rogue ISPs, and more. It just takes two clicks to protect myself with Virtual Shield's VPN on any of my devices, which includes anonymous browsing and strict no-log policy, military-grade encryption, unlimited bandwidth, unlimited devices, and built-in ad blocking. Thanks again to Virtual Shield for sponsoring today's video. Be sure to sign up by visiting virtualshield.com/x22. To VPN. Every sign up with that link gets 67% off and a 60-day risk-free trial. That is virtualshield.com/x22VPN.